guys. This is...
Then I am left with all this love and all...
Hey, you guys. It's Carly, Daytime After Dark. On Wednesday, August 5th, today I'm so excited. We are interviewing Kathy Gotti from General Hospital, and she has a new show. Oh my God, I don't want to mess up the name called something like that. I will have her explain more when she calls in, and it's going to be one of those interviews that I cannot wait. Because I love Kathy Gotti. From the very first moment I met her at Fan Club Weekend, I was in love. I love her. And let's see. We are waiting for her to call in. I have a couple announcements quick. Tomorrow, Stab the Media Guy will be here, Jimmy Hollywood. And, and also, on Friday night, Ashley Jones, who plays, Bridget Fosdu on, Bridget Fosdu, Ashley Jones will be on here Friday night, both at 7 o'clock. No, tomorrow, let me apologize. I believe Jimmy is 5. We are just waiting on Kathleen. And... So, how is everyone? Okay. 8, 6, 0, 9, 10. Okay. Well, Kathleen will be here in a minute, you guys, so stand tall and wait, and
hello.
You have the best daytime villain.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy, I'm here. You are the best villain anyone has ever had.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, phone problems today. Blog Talk, I will kill them later. Oh, I will have Dr. O put a spill on them. No.
Yeah, I think so. How you doing?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, you are the best daytime villain daytime has ever had.
Well,
ever.
I'm honored and flattered that you think that. Thank you so much.
No,
that means
I
there
know.
There are lots of good villains out there. So that's
well,
a good compliment.
I know. But I just love you. You know that I've never, you might go. And I wish I could go to Fan Club Weekend this year, but it got too expensive, so I couldn't go. But I will probably go next year or the year after, hopefully. I get to see my Kathleen because I need my Kathleen hug, yes.
I'm doing the event in Los Angeles on this Saturday, August 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Then I'm doing one in Orlando on October, October 25th. So if you or anybody listening wants to come, I'm going to be in Orlando. And you can see all that at KathleenGaffeyFanClub.com or YourNumberOneFan.com. You can check both places for information.
And a lot of people are asking, are you going to be at the all-day event?
Yes, I am.
You know,
I will be
okay.
There. I will be with everybody from General Hospital, all of us. It's going to be 40 of us, I guess, or however many people come. And then we'll be signing autographs after. And we'll be, I guess, from 12 to 4 is the luncheon,
mm-hmm.
Cast luncheon.
Yes.
And then from 5 to 8 is my event. So hopefully I'll see lots of nice fans out there.
Well, yeah.
And
I was so sad when Kelly Philippa left Brit. I was sad. I cried. I cried for a week. I was not happy. And you,
about what? That
you,
Kelly left the show?
Yeah, and Brit. I loved you and Brit. I thought
you
guys.
Oh,
you
know,
had...
I did too. She was such a sweetheart to work with. But you know, it's a profession, and we all have dreams, and you have to follow what your dream is. And her dream was to do more film and television and things like that. And you really have to follow what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she might come back. You never know. Hopefully.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm hoping she'll come back. I mean, there's a possibility there. But she really wants to live her dream. And I think that's beautiful. Everyone has to live their dream. You're living yours. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's sad because it was sad for me, too. I really loved the relationship that the writers had given us. And, you know, but I'm sad that Ron Carlovati's gone. So, hey, you know, we all have sadness. I mean, I'm sure the new writers are fantastic. I haven't met them yet. But, you know, we all have our own dreams. And Ron was really good with me. So I have no...
Well, Ron,
I'm listening to your other phone ringing in the background. You want to get that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got a new phone yesterday, so it's crazy. What was I... So, yeah, I loved... You know, love the goodbye scene. I love your little moment with Spencer. Anytime you are with Nicholas, the little guy, I love. You know,
he's
I have
cute.
A little crush on him, even though he, you know, I would be really robbing the crater there. But I think he's like the cutest thing since life, but he's so cute. I love it. And, were you there on Luke's Anthony Geary's last day?
I was. It was a very, very beautiful. They had a luncheon, and they had speeches. People got up and gave really nice speeches. They had a cake for him. It was very moving. And Tony's very special to me, you know, because when I first started, all I had was two episodes. I was cast as part of Dr. Obrecht, who, if you remember the very beginning, just, I think basically it was with Finola, you know, with Anna Devane and with Tony, and we had some quick scenes with Robin, moving her from one room to the other. And Tony Geary, he said to Frank, he said, this girl is good, you should pay attention and give her more. And really, thanks to him, Dr. Obrecht is alive and well on General Hospital. I just had my third-year anniversary. So I'm very grateful to Tony. He's a very... a beautiful, you know, human being, and that was very gracious of him to do that.
Well, he did the same thing with Monique Bernard, too, and, you know, because they have many scenes together for, like, 2 years working every day together, and Tony went to them and goes, this guy can act, give him more. So he does do that with a lot of you guys, and I think that's great. I would love seeing Dr. O and Luke saying goodbye or something. I thought that would be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny because they really weren't particularly warm and fuzzy in front of camera, but okay. I like the way you think.
Well,
okay.
I know. And, I mean, what people are loving right now on the show with you, you and Franco's little friendship, whatever
isn't that
you want
funny?
To call it.
I know.
Yeah, but,
I love it, too. I think it's very funny.
Because, I mean, I think, you know, you guys are this funny, and it's, you guys are this really funny to be with, and you guys know, comedic timing, and you guys are just hilarious.
Thank you.
And
thank
I was kidding with a friend of my mother today. I'm like, oh, they should sleep together. See,
oh, no. No, I don't think so. No. That would be weird.
I'm kidding, but I'm like, Rachel.
No, a lot of people think that, but I don't think so. I don't think that's what the character is. You know, she has respect for him because he's an artist. I don't think it's a sexual thing. I think it's totally, you know, she looks at him and goes, okay, that guy's really got his stuff. You know, he's cool and he's smart and he's, she falls in love with the weirdest people. But I don't think it's a love thing. I think it's more, you know, just admires him. So I'm not sure that's the thing. But, hey, if the writers take her that way, I'll, you know, whatever they want me to do. But I don't see that as a as something that's
well,
really...
And I think a lot of people, you know, would like it, but some people wouldn't, so you're right. And you are working with so many people. And,
I know.
But you've seen with
Anna.
Oh, I've
got some good
you,
things coming up, too.
Tell me.
I can't tell you because they'll shoot me, and I'll have to shoot you. But there's some fun stuff coming up. I can tell you that.
Awesome.
And in fact, I think it's already in the, it's already been out there, so I'm not saying anything I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to be on next week. I think on the 10th.
Oh, awesome. Everyone loves it when you're on.
So, yeah, I'm with Franco. It's been a spoiler alert, so there you have it. Dun, dun,
Franco.
Dun, dun. Stay
yeah,
tuned
well,
to Dr. Obrecht next
and,
week.
Well, yeah, but I just think the fact that you gave Franco a job... And, you know, you've been so sweet to Franco because not a lot of people in that town are sweet to Franco. Was really good. But I think you will win an Emmy Award-winning performance this year. And if you don't, I will say it's hacked or rigged or what. But those things with you and Fenora here, when Duke died. Well, I don't think Duke really died, but that's beside the point.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I like that. That was a good scene. That was really touching.
You have not had the best relationship over time, and for you to go comfort her and say, I know you want to stay, but you really have to go. But you did it in such a loving, non-Dr. O way.
You know what? It's the writers. It's, again, I can only thank Ron and his team for writing that stuff for me, you know? Again, as much as people like or don't like what the writing has been, I'm very grateful to him. It's always been good for me. You know, they created this Obrecht character. They developed it, made her so fun and interesting. So it's just been a really fun thing. I don't know what's going to happen to Obrecht, if Obrecht has a life after, you know, all of this, these changes. You know, there's a lot of new people, not a lot of new cast coming in, new people. So it's kind of, everything's up in the air right now.
Well, you know, your fans are going to stick with you, and they will not let Dr. O go. That will never be an option. But how do you like working with Donna Mills?
I love her. You know what? For me, it's not just about people that are talented, because I have worked with some of the most talented people in the world. It's all about how open they are to work with me. Are they nice? Are they decent? Are they professional? Are they willing to be a good partner? You know, it's a very interesting business. People in acting, and I do this too. I like to work alone and think about the character and develop it. But the joy is when you get somebody to work with and how you bounce off each other. My favorite thing was working with Robin Williams. He was the most open, available human being and actor I've ever worked with. He was there to just reflect, like be the mirror, reflect, and just to respond. And it was fantastic. And that, I think that is the secret in really good acting, in really good material, you know, performance. I shouldn't say so much acting, but when you have two people that really listen and work off each other, it's music, it's magic. So, and that doesn't always happen because people are doing their own thing or they're not interested or all they care about is their stuff or the way they look, or it's a very fickle, strange business we're in. And we want to bring the best to the audience. So when it's really, you know, it's really magic when you get somebody that's really open. And Donna, I have to say, is one of those people where she's just really interested in working together. And Constance Towers, her, you know, there's several people like that on the show specifically that I just really, really adore working with. But
you
Constance
and Constance.
Towers, great. Go ahead.
That was another great scene with you guys because you never thought Elena and Dr. O could be so friendly. And, well,
again,
it was
it's
the
writers.
But,
I know, again, it's just fantastic.
But when I was
writing.
Watching this, I had my mouth open like, they are not killing each other. They are not. Can they go for each other? They are being really nice. Oh, that is really cool. I mean,
I agree.
You know, and
I totally agree.
And my love of my life, well, my other crush besides every crush I have.
You have a lot of
Ryan
crushes. Pavey. Spencer, who else?
Oh, yeah. Ryan Pavey is like, I could go on and on about him all day. But I love you guys. I love Nathan and Dr. O's relationship. I love it. It brings tears in my eyes, the Christmas episode where you helped him to get Maxie back. And you just, you know, did your little Dr. O thing. And I think you need to have a little talk with Marilyn because he's being really mean to Maxie right now and saying that Maxie's not good enough for her son. And everyone on Facebook and Twitter is yelling, that's not her son, it's Dr. O's son. So if Dr. O has a problem, then that's why Marilyn should not have a problem. So, yeah, that's the
You know,
best
I still don't know who the father is. I wonder if that's, you know, going to be told. I'm very curious. You know, who do you think?
You know,
are there people calling in? Should we ask them what they think, who the father is?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get to the other project you're working on really quick with everyone, with Kristen Storms is in it. Everyone,
it's called Winterthorn, right.
How is that
That's
going?
You know what, I'm only in one episode. I believe there's four episodes of that. And I think Kristen Storms is also in one episode. Linda Gray is in it. It's got a really good cast in there. And it's very interesting. It's coming out, I think, on August 26th on the winterthorn.com website. And everyone will be able to see it.
Yeah, because I will be having Michael, the creator, on here.
Michael
on
Caruso.
This.
Michael Caruso, he's fantastic. This guy's super talented. It's a very beautifully shot and done. I mean, you know, it's hard to make films, and when you don't have, like, billions of dollars, big Hollywood thing, to try to make it look fantastic. And it's beautifully done. It's a new web series, and, again, it's starting, I think, August 26th on winterthorn.com, so people will be able to see that.
Oh, okay, because the way they made it seem in the media, you know how the media is. Like,
yes.
People going over there for, like, three or four episodes, so here I thought. And people were freaking out that we were going to lose Dr. O. And I'm like,
was just one episode.
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you went. And we should be taking calls because we have a lot of calls, of course.
Okay,
for
well,
you.
Why don't we get, let's talk to some people then.
Yeah. 954, you're on the air.
Sorry?
Hello, testing David.
Hello?
Hi, David.
It's David.
Is that David?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great
talking
to you.
Thanks for calling in. You have a question for me?
Yeah. What has been your favorite Dr. Obrick moment?
My favorite Dr. Obrick moment?
Yes.
You know what? I got a bunch of them, but I have to tell you this. It's so funny because I'll tell you my favorite Dr. Obrick line, and that is, I don't know if you guys remember, before the nurse's ball, not this year, but year and a half ago, where, you know, I shot Nurse Weber, right, in the shoulder by mistake. I mean, kind of wanted to kill her, but then only kind of sort of made a mistake shooting her. But here it is, like a year after I shoot her, and we have a rehearsal for the nurse's ball on camera. We go in, and Lucy Coe is talking, and all these people are talking, and I come in, and I see Nurse Weber, and I go, Nurse Weber, how is the wing? And I thought that was one of the funniest things. I don't know if you guys remember. And, yes. And at one of my fan club events, I told a story, and people were like, oh, now I get it. You know, and I thought, oh, I guess I didn't deliver that so well. But I thought it was such a great line. I mean, seriously, I shoot her, and then I ask her, how was the wing, like a chicken wing, you know. I thought it was particularly funny. My favorite moment on the show, and I have several, but really the nurse's ball last year, not this one with the red balloons, which was cute, but last year with the eight Broadway dancers and the big, you know, Ville Common from Cabaret. That, I got to sing and dance and act. I mean, I was in hog heaven, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love when you sing. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm an actor who can sing. You know, I wouldn't say that singing is my number one, thing. But I love to sing, and I've done a bunch of musicals. But my you know, it's one of my things that I love to do. So when I get to sing, and then of course I spent so many years dancing in my youth, and I could sing and do some dancing. It was like, oh, this is lovely. I'm so grateful, so happy. My husband's like, I've never seen you this happy before. I'm like, because I get to do it all for a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it was really great.
I got one more question.
Sure.
What Transformer movie were you in?
I'm sorry?
Transformers.
Were you in Transformers? Yes, I was.
Which one were you in? Which one?
The Transformers Dark of the Moon. I play the Russian bartender and I take out a big shotgun and, you know, all these the guys come in and there's a big thing. They want to take down the place and I try to shoot him out, play the rough.
And I got the movie on DVD. I look for you.
Okay.
So I have all of them.
All right. I know that. Thanks for calling in.
Oh,
thank you.
And David. David, who do you think is Dr. O's son?
No.
I mean,
Nathan's son.
Who do you think Dr. O's son's father is? Who's
yeah,
the father of Dr. of Nathan?
I think Faison.
Who do you think? Cesar? Faison?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know yet. It's not out. So,
yeah,
you know,
I know. Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know if the writers know yet, but I wonder if we'll ever know. Mm-hmm. But, hey, hope so.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, David, for calling in.
David, thank you so much, and thanks for all your nice messages. Appreciate them.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, now we go to 954, you're on the air. Oh, sorry, 910,
no.
You're on the air. Hey, Bobby.
That's me.
Hello.
Say,
hey.
I don't think my area code number changed a lot. How are you doing tonight, Catherine?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
Bobby.
Bobby, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to say I sent a couple of nice letters to Kelly when she was on the show and everything, and I just was happy for her that she and Brian is getting married, and I just wish them the best of luck, because who knows, because Britt came back for the nurse's ball for the show, who knows if she might come back permanently later on down the road.
Right.
Because it would be great to hook Britt up with Morgan. I don't know if maybe Dr. Orr would love to have Morgan as a son-in-law, yes, I'm not, but you never know.
I love them both. They're really nice people.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for them.
Right, because I cannot imagine if that were to happen, a Carly, about the old showdown or a cat fight between the two. I cannot imagine that happening. But I just want to just say you're doing an awesome job, and I want to say this new show that you're working with Kirsten and Martha, it's going to be an awesome experience. I just have to say Martha definitely, you know, talked about it on her show, and she talked about it on this show and several other shows in the past few months. And hopefully we'll get a chance to check it out when I get a chance.
It's going to be on the winterthorn.com website starting August 26th, so you'll be able to see it then.
Right. Will it also be episodes that will be available later on YouTube?
Honestly, honey, I don't know. I'm sorry. You'll have to check on the website and write to the people. I don't know that. But we're looking forward to seeing it.
I'm going to write to Martha when she starts up that day about that. So I'm going to definitely just tell her about that.
Okay. Okay, Okay, thanks,
thank
Bobby.
You. Thanks a lot. Enjoy
Bobby.
The show, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
thanks, Bobby. Okay.
Hello?
860, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Carly. I've been waiting the entire show. technology. Gotta love it, huh?
Yeah, really. Who are we speaking to? Who's this?
I'm David. I'm a friend of Carly's.
Hi, David.
I'm from Connecticut. How are you?
Good. How's Connecticut right now?
Oh, well, we've had some warm weather.
Yeah.
but I hear it's worse in California with the wildfires.
Yeah, it's pretty warm here, too. But, you know, the sun shines, and that's the price you pay. Sometimes it gets super hot.
Well, you know, the thing is global warming and the climate change, and we have the power to change that, but we don't do anything about it, you know?
You know what? I totally agree, and I wish we were – they'd be a little tougher with us and told us what to do and how to do it so we can all, you know, make it a rule, all of us, what we need to do to be better and, you know, do our best jobs ever.
See, the thing is we're all hooked up with trying to keep up with the Kardashians. We don't pay attention to what's going on, in our own planet.
You know what? I don't really keep up with the Kardashians. I'm more interested in our planet. So. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anyway, this is a real treat to be able to speak with you today. I've got several
Thank
questions.
You.
Carly has been doing a great job of interviewing you, but I've got a few questions of my own, my dear. First and foremost.
Thanks, David.
She's doing a great job.
Well, Carly, you always do a great job. Yeah, you always do a great job of interviewing guests. That's why I love this show.
That's great.
Thank
yeah,
David.
Carly's super.
And first of all, I want to thank you, Kathleen, for coming on the show. That you took the time to call in and be grilled by us fans.
It's my pleasure. Unfortunately, I never, you know, I don't always have the time, but when I do, it's always a pleasure, and I'm grateful you guys want to talk to me.
Well, of course we do. And by the way, I love the accent that you do for Dr. O. You know, part of me would love to, you know, have you go in character, you know, in just for a minute, and do a sort of, what do they call it, that kind of comedy where
you want to speak to Dr. Obrecht to show up right now. Dr. Obrecht is busy. What do you want from Dr. Obrecht? Okay, this is Dr. Obrecht. How can I help you? What is it?
Doctor, nice to hear from you again.
David, what do you want, David? I'm very busy. What is it?
Of course you are. I was wondering if you still have that job looking for an administrative assistant.
I'm sorry, I cannot speak clearly. So I can understand what you are saying. I am Dr. Obrecht.
As I understand, Doctor, I'm looking for an administrative assistant at General Hospital.
It's so much noise during your speech. One more time, please.
I said, I understand that you have a job opening for an administrative assistant at General Hospital.
I do. I didn't know that, really. And you were looking for a job then?
Well, you really must speak with your hiring department.
I am not the person responsible.
Yes, but I understand that that you have an opening for a personal assistant to you, madam.
I don't need an assistant. I run the hospital all by myself, backwards and forwards.
It's great, boy.
And you do an exceptional job.
Great.
You
Thank
need
you.
To, you
need
to,
I love it.
Anyway, now here's a question for you, Kathleen.
Yes.
you worked on ER, yes?
I did many years ago.
Did you ever work with a woman named Alex Kingston?
I don't know.
She was on ER too, and she also was on the show Doctor Who, and I'm a big fan of hers. And I was wondering if you'd ever met her.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She is funny as hell. You'd get a kick out of her.
Yeah. No, that was a long time ago. Show is not anymore, but no, I don't.
Well, I loved you on E.O. I loved you on E.O.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You remember?
David, any questions for you? You have? Oh, David, who do you have? Who do you think is Nathan's father?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Nathan, oh, my God. I love the relationship that Dr. O has with Nathan and with Britt. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Britt, you know, I love the way the writers have actually made Dr. O and her family something that you look forward to watching.
Oh, that's great to hear that.
Well, it's true.
What do you think? You know what? The question I'm interested in, what do you guys think is going to happen to Dr. O with the new writers?
Oh, I hope that they do that they give you some good stuff coming up, because, you know, really, Dr. O, she can do so many great things. I mean, as far as an administrator goes at General Hospital, she's top notch at that. She's all business about whenever
crisis happens. Yeah.
And you know, the fact is, the hospital, you know, if you ever look back on the history of the show about the hospital, it's had one crisis after another. I mean, there's been toxic gas. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Dr. O has been the best chief of staff the hospital has ever had.
Thank you so much.
I agree.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your kind comments.
For,
I really
Nathan,
appreciate it.
I have no idea who Nathan's father is. But
we don't either. You're not alone.
Sometimes I pray, dear God, let him have a gay brother. He's cute.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank God bless you.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
So I'll discuss it afterwards the third time. Okay. Oh, and Dr. Kathy, I can't believe I almost called you Dr. O. Because
oh, you can
you
call me Dr. O. I'm good with that.
Well, I know some, some people, would, not like, because you do it so long. Before we bring our next call, will Dr. O be in the storyline about the kidney donation that happened with Jake and Jocelyn?
That's an excellent question.
I can't tell anything about storylines or what I'm going to be doing or not. All I know is I can tell you is because it's out there, I'm going to be on next week on the 10th, and I'm with Franco. That's all I can tell you. The rest of it's all a surprise.
Okay, people, I tried. I failed. I'm sorry, people.
Sorry, you didn't fail. I'd have to shoot you and, hey, I'm just going to do your show. So, no good.
Exactly. let's see. 404, you're on the air.
Hey, Kathleen, how are you? This is Brian, host of the Wrestling Lounge.
Brian Vaughn, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I wanted to ask you, do you think sometime in the near future that maybe Dr. Orbert will, or do you hope that she'll get involved with the Madeline Rick situation and hope that she'll find out what's going on with Nina, how they've been doing and everything?
Again, I can't say anything, but I certainly hope that the right answer, the right solution will come out to your satisfaction.
Okay. How's the weather there in California?
Hot. Lovely, hot. But hot. Very hot. Yeah, 100, 95,
98, 100.
Pretty hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we got a lot of air conditioning going on here. I was in Europe for a couple of weeks, and they don't have much air conditioning, but they have the heat. And that heat plus, no air conditioning, it's lovely being there, but it was really hot, really hot. So, but it was good. Still good to go, but yeah, very hot.
Well, my last question for you, did you have a happy 4th of July?
I did. I was in Hungary drinking beer with my husband and just enjoying the view and seeing friends I hadn't seen in a long time. So, yeah, it was a really nice time. Thank you for asking.
Right.
Did you have a good one?
You're well. Yes, I did. We had a real good 4th of July.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm good to hear your voice.
You're welcome. And you too. And you take care of yourself.
All righty. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
Hey Brian, don't be afraid to call back and see.
Okay, I will.
Okay. That's when you sang I Will Always Love You. That really needs
always
to
on my
song.
Mind.
Always on
my
mind. You were fantastic. I was crying.
Aww.
The way you were singing to you know, Britt and Nathan, I mean, Dr. O was singing to Britt and Nathan.
Thank you.
It was one of the things, and then this year, when you kind of went, not crazy, but I loved your little performance with balloons. That was hysterical.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's not the same as it was last year. Like I said, it was so funny because they said, I saw the call sheet, you know, rehearsal schedule, Kathleen Gatty show up to rehearsal, dancers show up to rehearsal, and I was so excited. I'm like, oh, this is great, my dancers again, because they were fantastic. I got a rehearsal, the dancers are there, they pack up their bags and they walk out of the room, they bring in like 100 balloons. Like, where are the dancers going? They said, oh, no, we're not dancing with you, but you're dancing with balloons. I'm like, what? So, but it was a fun number, but I was disappointed I didn't get to my dancers because it's so fun to dance with these professionals, you know, who are just awesome. It really makes you look good. But so it was fun. But yeah, last year the cabaret number was just awesome.
Oh, it was. I mean, and the whole, you know, I hope you guys can do it again next year because I know it takes a lot of work and a lot of planning, but you guys are so good with that.
Aw, thank
you. Guys are all, you know, incredible. And we have two more callers, but I just want to say you did a really good job scaring the kids this year at Christmas. Dr. O did. See, I mean, I'm, like, watching it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's going to freak out those little kids. But it was funny. I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well,
thank you.
Yeah, we have, Corey. Corey is on the line. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how are you?
Cody or Corey?
No,
Corey.
Corey, hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for being on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm kind of geeking out. We just had Dr. O on.
Ah.
I just absolutely love you. You're my favorite on General Hospital.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. Who would you like to see Dr. O paired with as a love interest?
You know what? I think I've kind of gone through everybody on the show I could possibly hang with, or, you know, I think everyone's kind of booked there, so they'd have to bring somebody new on, I think. That would be the best thing. Because I think the people are pretty much taken on the show, too young, involved with other people. I don't know. I think it would be funny with Sunny, you know. I think
Yes. Just
because the two thugs, you know, kind of get together. But I don't know. I think maybe somebody new. What do you think? Who do you think would be good?
Well, I also think somebody new, but I also think that maybe a Dr. O and Scotty pairing would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. O and Scotty?
Yeah, can Dr. Scotty?
Scotty,
I like that idea. Totally like that idea.
Because Scotty always goes for kind of the, other than Lucy, the white bread good girl.
Yeah, I'm the farthest thing from that.
Yeah, I mean, take aside Lucy from that. That's kind of who he went for. So it might be interesting.
White bread?
Otherwise, my other thought is they need to hire Vincent Iseri and bring Dr. David Hayward on to General Hospital. Dr. Hayward and Obrecht would cause mayhem together.
I'm sorry, Dr. Hayward from what show?
All My Children.
All My Children.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. I should. I worked on that show, but that was like, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah, he was their resident bad boy doctor. He basically drugged the whole town. And
wow.
Yeah. They would be
great absolutely.
Together.
Bad boy, yeah. I think she's all. But it's not just bad boys. I mean, Obrecht really goes for these quirky, like Franco. But again, I don't think she's interested in Franco sexually. I just think she admires people that are brilliant, even if they're evil, but they have genius and there's brilliance and they have talent, and that's what gets her going. So it could be
if
someone's a bad boy, I don't think she cares. That doesn't impress her.
Yeah, David was a genius, but it would also be a rub because he was married to Anna when Anna was on All My Children.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, what do you guys think of, you know, there's this commissioner. Remember the previous commissioner and then the new one. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't like it. You know,
like
if they...
Go ahead.
I mean, I love Zola and Sibana, so one time. But the thing is, if you're going to take my boy down, especially Sunny down, you're going to pay in my book. I mean, taking my boy down, sorry, you know, you cannot touch Sunny, in my opinion. Oh, when everyone finds out Jason is alive, you cannot touch my boys, in my opinion.
I understand. So, you know, it's cute because you guys really get attached to me. But I do the same thing. I'm watching a show. You know, I love Masters of Sex. There's a couple of shows that just, I love Castle. I love Masters of Sex. I love The Bachelor. I mean, a couple of things. And I'm like, no, don't do that. I'm like yelling at the TV. So I totally get it. I'm on your side, as my mother-in-law would say. I'm on your side, you know. I totally understand.
Well, and for me, it was too much too soon. Two huge changes too soon.
Yeah, that's hard for the audience, I think, too, so quickly. Yeah, I get that.
And then my last thing is who I think Nathan's dad is. I think Nathan's dad is Stavros. I think Nathan, the Ryan Peavy and Robert Kelly, I forget his set. Other part is
Kelly.
Yeah, look very similar.
Uh huh.
And
don't miss Nathan on that. Don't miss Nathan on that side of the family, the crazy side.
Crazy side. Well, you never know. I mean, you know, good kids come out of crazy people. So hey, one never knows about these things. It's possible.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Well,
Harry,
listen, thanks for calling in. I've got a few more minutes, so if there's some other people, I'm happy to ask a few more questions before I got to go.
Okay, Corey.
Thanks, Corey. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Maggie, my second mother and my BFF. Hey, Meg.
Hi, there's Gisleen. I'm loving the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
Welcome. I love you for all my children.
How long
have
you been watching?
Forever. 51 years. I hate to admit it, but forever.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah. But you got to be with my Nico Kelly and all my children. And now he's Sonny Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember me. I was playing Taffy Winslow back then.
Mm-hmm.
And worked with Maurice, you know, Sonny, and also with the girl who played Cecily, Rose and Evans, and they were just so nice. And that was my first dabble in soap operas, and the last, basically, till I started 3 years ago in General Hospital.
Well, you had me hooked from that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much.
But Maggie and I have one thing to say to you, and it's going to be nice. If you ever touch a hill on a little Sunny's head, or a little Spencer's head, I will be emailing you very loving and telling Dr. O how wrong that was that day. When you and Mo get act together, you know, the couple of times that you did so far, it's really kind of good. But, you know.
I've been nice to them so far. They've only gotten words. Words from me, but no, I haven't been violent to either one. So I did make Spencer hold a coat. Remember Thanksgiving?
Okay.
He had to hold my coat. He had to hold a plate of spatzel noodle dish. I mean, I put him to work, but I was good with him. I didn't hurt him. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a deal
break. Total deal break. I'll try to be nice to them.
Well, but you don't have to be nice to Julian, okay? Because Julian is going after old Sonny, and so you have an appointment and do whatever you want with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I will remember that, and when I see the writers, if they're open to listening to what I have to say, I'll let them know. But I think the best thing is if you have any ideas, you contact the writers yourself. Because I think they love to hear from the fans. They love to hear what you guys like because they seem to cater to the fans a lot. So, you have some
ideas.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Maggie, Maggie, who did you think Nathan's father is?
This is going to be out there. Luke.
You think it's Luke?
Yes. Somehow or other, in Luke's travels, when he was incognito, all those different characters he played, yes.
Ah.
You get together with Luke and have fun, and you get Nathan.
Well, you never know. It'll be interesting to see if it comes out. I hope it comes out. I'd like to find out who the mystery father is.
I'm going to say something that's going to surprise everyone, but I thought it would be funny if it was Sunny. And you guys met in Brooklyn once, and bam. And he didn't remember his little deed because he sometimes don't remember after he had the kid for so long, he doesn't remember it. And then Nathan and Dante could be brothers. Yeah.
Hmm. There you go.
But, and we will really love you back again when you have a movie or, you know, when you want to promote in a hospital mall. And have a great time at Fan Club Weekend. But just remember, get a lot of sleep. And if you see Lola White, tell her Carly says hi and give her a big hug for me. That's who I think Dr. O hasn't had a scene with is Carly. Like a one-on-one scene with Lola White. Oh. That would be very interesting.
Yeah, I haven't, and she's such a sweetheart. I'd love to work with her, so yeah. There's a couple of people that I'm eyeballing, and I hope so. We'll just see. We'll keep our fingers crossed. See who, you know, what the writers come up with, who they want me to meet, and I'm open to it.
We hope you can come back soon. We love you on here. We always love you.
Thank you, honey.
You know,
thank you for having me on. Love to you guys. And I will talk to you guys all soon. And thanks for keeping in touch and following me on Facebook and Twitter. You guys are the best. Really the best.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 954, you're on the air.
Oh,
860 and 262.
Sorry, are we back?
Yeah, everyone's
David.
Back. So.
God, I love her.
Yeah, right before she left,
people. Oh, and I have an announcement. We have a new co-host on the team, our wonderful David. I'm going to call him Dave. I'm going to call you Dave because we have, like, a David calling in, and sometimes we have another David calling in. So we are going to call you Dave just for, you know, not everyone. For everyone, you might be.
Let's just call me the doctor because I'm a big Doctor Who fan.
I like that. He can be our resident doctor.
I like that. You guys, there's 10 minutes left in the show, and we have some announcements. Corey, are you back for good, or are you just back for the heck of it for today?
No, I am back for good, officially.
Oh. Okay, well, and
Carly, I don't think we've been introduced. You are again, sir?
That's Corey. Maggie is also a host, and Susan usually calls in, but she had a doctor appointment. So you will meet everyone on the team, you know. Not everyone can call in every time. So,
to explain, doctor, I was gone for a long time because in May I had a gastric bypass done, so I took some time off to recover.
Yeah, well, you know, those are serious procedures these days. But, you know, people are recovering faster and faster.
But now I'm feeling well enough, so I'm back.
That's
good.
Right,
and so Carly won't kill you.
Well,
yeah, I was really worried about that, Carly.
You will?
I have been out of circulation myself for a while. I got out of all social media and didn't talk to anyone for like months and months and months on end. But I'm finally starting to be social again. I heard some sad news recently. It was belated, but I heard some sad news that our dear friend Raven Beauty passed away from her cancer.
Who passed away?
You remember her?
I don't.
I heard that Raven Beauty passed away a while back. That was the news I heard a while back.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you didn't hear, huh?
No.
No.
I still don't know who that is.
Say that one more time, Doctor.
I heard that. I've been away for a while, but I heard that Raven Beauty has passed away from her cancer.
Oh, yeah, Raven Beauty, yeah.
That was, of course, we knew that was going to happen with the diagnosis she had. But she had she soldiered on until the end, and I have uber respect for her for how she handled the situation.
Well, and speaking of recent deaths, I just want to say and speak for myself, and I know Carly and Maggie, Grady, if you're out there listening, we're thinking of you. You and your family are in our prayers, and we're so sorry about your father.
Oh.
Yeah. I cannot imagine what he's going through. You know, losing that in a couple of months, I can't imagine. I'm worried about him. And, you know, I think, you know, even though he probably won't be on the show for a while, I think we all just need a second with him every, you know, weekly, like one of us. You know, not every day because we don't want to bombard him. But I just think we also know, you know, that we are there and love him and supporting him because, you know, I can't imagine that happening.
No, I can't either.
Oh, on a lighter note, on a happier note.
Carly.
On a happier note. Well, Carly got a new cell phone.
I heard that. I heard it ringing earlier.
I know, but Carly got a really cool new cell phone. And Carly loves playing with her new little cell phone. And Carly cannot figure out how how to do the settings to make it quiet. But Carly will figure it out by the next show. And talking about the next show, we have Sad the Media Guy, also AAK Jimmy Hollywood too, on the show. He does, you know, he talks about YNL and stuff. So he will be on the show tomorrow at either 6 or 7, because Carly doesn't remember. So page throughout the day tomorrow and find out, find out when he will be on. And then Friday, daytime afternoon, got one of the great interviews, and I love me, totally love me. I got Bridget from B&B, Ashley Jones, coming on here. You're welcome, people. And she will be talking about B&B and her Lifetime movies and everything, and that's 7 o'clock Friday night. So Carly and Maggie has been on the air every day but Monday. So Carly and Maggie will probably fall asleep into a longer coma this weekend.
Thank you, Carly.
You know, it's a rough job, but the two of you have to do it.
I know, because...
Well, you know, the thing is, I've got the time to devote to this now that I'm no longer addicted to being on social media and everything else, I can spend time and actually deal with being a host or things like that.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, and I just want to say happy anniversary to my brother and sister-in-law. They celebrated their 20 years of marriage today. I can't believe 20 years ago. It was the craziest wedding. Our dress didn't fit. We had to go one and get another dress at Nordstrom's. And they closed down the store for us. So, you know, congratulations to them. And really quick before we run out of time, just remember we will be talking soaps on Friday night too, because there's a lot to cover with Dave, Y&R, B&B. You know, Corey probably has a lot of opinions in his little head. Resident doctor probably.
I have my opinions myself too. I'm full of those.
Well, resident doctor. Resident doctor probably has a lot of opinions, and oh, but is Bobby still on here?
Bobby
left the building. That is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really funny. And Maggie, Mom, is there any announcements you want to make?
Yes. I am very, very over the moon grateful that we got Kathleen today. I've wanted her forever on the show.
Yes.
It's funny. She asked who I thought Nathan's father was, and it hit me right before she left. It hit me who the father could be. Either could be Alan or Edward Quartermain. Think about that for a minute. He could be a Q.
Yeah, just in Q.
Think about it. I mean, come on. Edward has had how many illegitimate offspring over
a lot?
And Alan is no slouch in that department either. So
no, he's not.
So it's entirely possible that Nathan West could really be a Quartermain.
Wow.
Exactly.
Excellent. I totally got it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that until now. And also I want to say I'm very sad about the sockiest split in Hollywood with Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy split on Tuesday.
I wanted to talk about this too. I was watching this on the news. I was watching. This is actually, believe it or not,
I'm devastated.
It's not a big surprise that, of course, Miss Piggy, the attention queen, puts out a press release, and in it she says she won't talk about it unless there's money involved. Big surprise there.
Hey, leave Miss Piggy alone. I love Miss Piggy. I had a Miss Piggy doll when I was a kid, okay? And I want to say, damn Seattle Mariners for losing to Colorado, whatever Colorado team is. And during football season, Corey, we forgot to tell you. And was it in Doctor, are you a football fan or not?
Well, I do follow the Steelers every so often, but I'm not really a big football fan. Although, you have to admit, cute guys grabbing each other's asses, going after a ball. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I do enjoy it from time to time, but I don't really follow it.
Well, we will be.
I haven't followed the whole Tom Brady story thing. Or that whole thing about Tom Brady, I've been following that thing.
Every time I think about Tom Brady, I want to split.
Oh my gosh! I saw this on TV. I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but Tom Brady was going. You can look this up. This was actually footage, and no one talked about this. Everyone was talking about Tom Brady going into the building and about the hearing about the decisions that the dissension was upheld. Well, here's something that no reporter noticed, that the guy he was with, the lawyer guy that he was with, the lawyer guy put his hand on Tom's ass, and it was caught on camera, and no one talked about this. This would have been big news.
I thought.
And they repeated the footage over and over on headline news, but no one talked about the guy putting his hand on Tom's ass.
Did I tweet about it?
Well, so, I mean, that's why I was going to tell you that from now on, on Daytime After Dark during football season, we will be talking football, and Carly hopes to get some football players on here, strictly because Carly wants to flow with, you know, football players. I mean, that's why Carly's doing it. Carly loves the sport, and I know I'm talking about myself in third person, but I find it to be more funny that way.
Oh, and Carly, since I'm a big Doctor Who fan, we've got to have Doctor Who people. We've got to have people from Doctor Who on the show.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly, and you guys, tell me.
Another genre that I would love to be able to interview actors from. It's from the, you know, these TV shows that are, you know, like that are based on like DC comics, like Arrow and The Flash, and there's other, you know, because you know what? If it wasn't for primetime teen soap type shows like 90210, we wouldn't have shows like Smallville or Supernatural or, you know, all these drama things that happen, or, you know, the Supernatural thing or whatnot, or the superhero thing. We wouldn't have, you know, things like Degrassi or. We wouldn't have these soapy dramas and things like that for the younger set if it hadn't been for 90210.
Exactly. I fully agree with you. And let's pick that up tomorrow because our time ended for tonight. But we will be back tomorrow talking Sam Media.
Well, you know, Polly, I will call you back after the show, and we'll chit chat for a while. All right?
Hey, just wait a couple of hours because I have to go lay down. So call me back sometime tonight.
That's fine because Big Brother's on right now, and I'm kind of watching it. I mean, there's this guy on there. He's cute, but he's kind of a dick. But I like watching him.
Well, you know, I tried to get into Big Brother this year because that's my favorite show, and to be honest, I can't freaking get into it.
Oh my God, Carly. You really want to follow along with this on Big Brother? Do you get a channel called Pop on your cable?
Ooh.
You get a channel called Pop because on that channel late at night they have something called Big Brother After Dark, and what it is
oh, I heard it. Yeah.
Do you watch this?
I do.
I started getting hooked on this, and I know I shouldn't be, but it's great because. You don't have the competitions like in the regular Big Brother show. What this is everyone talking and scheming, and the cameras are running. And a lot of the time, it's like these guys forget the cameras are on. You catch them saying,
"Okay, I will."
Really you catch them saying all this.
It is really guilty pleasure TV.
Oh, and I have an announcement.
It's all live and unedited.
Ooh, and I'm trying to get, if you guess who is one of the craziest, fun Big Brothers of all time, one part of a duo, I think, yes, she's coming on here.
You know who I'd love to get on the show? I watched him, he's off the show now, one of the contestants, Jason, he just got evicted from the show not too long ago, like a week ago. You should try and get him on the show.
Okay, fine. I would tell everyone. I'm trying to get Alyssa. Remember Alyssa on Big Brother?
Yes.
A couple of scenes ago. Yes. Well, I'm in talks with her right now. So pray everyone it goes well, and she will be coming on Daytime After Dark.
That's cool.
So, Polly,
quick question. Who do you like on Big Brother?
Well, I haven't really watched it this season. But what I have, I just kind of like everyone right now. Because, you know, but I think...
There was this thing this year. These two girls, they were twin sisters. And
yes!
Did you hear about this one? Did you hear about this?
Yes.
And they kept switching places, and no one... And people were trying to figure out what the hell was going on with that.
But they figured them out, like, the second episode.
They figured it out.
Divine figured it out.
Yeah,
I like the pro wrestler.
It was that guy Jason. He figured out what was going on, and then later on he got evicted. And then that sister comes on. Both sisters are on the show together because Jason got evicted.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pro wrestler.
I like John the dentist.
Okay, well, maybe one Saturday night. I mean, one Friday night, we can't have a Big Brother talk. Does anyone want to do that?
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what about you, Cole?
Well, anyway, I'm just watching to see if Clay survives another week. He's on the block. He and this other girl, Clay and this girl are both on the block to be evicted. So I'm watching. I've got it on mute, and I'm watching to see if he survives. He's a good-looking guy, but he's kind of...
Well, but remember, Cole, do not go on Twitter. I made the mistake last season to go on Twitter. I didn't want to know the house guests that got evicted. And, you know, I live on the West Coast. I freaking found out. I was so mad.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
I really want the pro wrestler to win.
Oh, I heard he's really good.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, and also I want to say a thoughts and prayer with, because I grew up in Oregon, for everyone that doesn't know. Rowdy Piper was a wrestler and an actor, and he came from Oregon, and he was really nice, and my dad and my grandpa met him a couple of times, and
well,
he passed away, I think, Friday, and I was really sad by the news.
Carly,
I met Rowdy Piper when I went to WrestleMania probably about 5 years ago.
Wow.
I got tickets for the Hall of Fame and the fan event stuff. And let me tell you, he was one of the nicest wrestlers you could meet. He was there at the very beginning. He stayed until the very end. He stayed to the very
end.
He stayed to the very end, and he signed every person's item that was in his line. He took no break. He spent a few minutes with every single one of them. Just the nicest person would ever meet.
Did him and Hulk Hogan not get along, or did they get along?
Oh,
I'm confused.
In the business, they were one of the longest running feuds.
Okay.
As far as I know, they got along in real life.
That's good. That's good, because, you know, I mean, yeah, Hulk Hogan keeps getting himself in trouble lately, but, you know.
Anytime we want to talk about wrestling, I'm the hugest wrestling geek. So.
Cool.
Well, you know what? This show is about everything. And I just want to say I'm a little upset that Earl Thomas, just got on the injured list of Seattle, and hopefully he will be back to play week one. So if that doesn't happen, I'm going to go down and see Seattle and kill someone. So just for you know. But I can't because I cannot do any felonies. So, there. Yeah. But, okay.
So before we wrap up, Carly, I got a joke for you. I was talking to a friend of mine, texting with a friend of mine, and she follows the Jonas Brothers. You remember the Jonas Brothers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently... Nick Jonas is now dating Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, this is my reaction. Completely deadpan. This is my reaction. That's surprising. He's not black.
Okay. No, that's Kylie.
That's not funny.
Because the Jenners and the Kardashians tend to date black guys.
Well, okay. Okay, rather than doctor, I know all friendship is just beginning, but I do want to be on the different Kardashians. I know I shouldn't, but I enjoy it. Don't ask me why. I just enjoy it for the hell of it. And so, but it's Kyrie who's more interested in black guys than Kendall. But Kendall also dated Zayden Smith for a while, so, you know. Oh, and before we go, no, there was a lot of Hollywood breakups this week, very sad breakups, and I just hope people would...
You know, honestly, the most surprising it's a surprisingly successful relationship I've seen happens to be Kim and Kanye. I'm really impressed by this with them.
Yeah.
I am so...
And, you know, it's like what my grandfather used to tell me. You cannot judge a book by its cover. And, you know, we don't see their private lives. But, you know, their relationship, you know, looks good. And, you know, Kanye was able to, you know, convince Kim to accept, you know, Kevin. So, you know. Okay, Corey, sweetie, what did you want to say before we all go?
Well, I just wanted to say that now that I'm back full time, I am back full time writing, so that there'll be new episodes of All My Children, The Story Continues, Now and Forever, and then my newest creation, Against All Odds, all three online Facebook based soaps, so look for those soon.
We really should talk, because I love All My Children and One Life to Live, and it's sort of a dream of mine that if I ever win the lottery, I'd like to invest money in trying to get the shows back on the air. If I could ever have the money for it.
Well, Doctor, I write an All My Children fan fiction on Facebook. I've been doing it for about 2 years, and I'm I'm always open for story suggestions and character wise.
Oh, of course, because I have a thousand. That's one of the things I want to do is be a writer for soaps. That's one of the things I'd love to do is write. For
soaps. Are you friends with Carly on Facebook?
No,
of course. Oh no,
I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I got off of all social media because, well, for one of many reasons, is it's gotten too nasty, and I can't stand that stuff anymore. You know,
well, that's what the block button is for, really.
Well, my personal stand on things. I don't do message boards. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. Not after all the nastiness that, you know, that I've seen and heard and whatnot. I'm taking a long break from all of that stuff. Thank you very much.
Well, I got an idea. Why, Corey, if I... next, so why don't you guys figure out, why don't you give each other an email?
Carly, give him my email address later. You got my email address and you got my cell phone texting.
Yeah.
Text messaging. But tell him, why don't you give him my phone number, he can text me later. You know, we can chat.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Because I have unlimited text messaging, I might as well use it.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel. Okay, you guys, we are going to end now because Carly's little back is hurting again. So we will be back on tomorrow with...
Don't you hate when that happens? I had my back go out the other day. And you know what I was doing? Boiling water. Boiling water, my back went out.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk about back issues, okay?
I think we've all got
I have some other issues we could talk about sometime.
My back issue is, you know, I've had two major back surgeries, so it's like this whole show we all have back issues.
Well,
so we all know.
You're not the only one that had back surgeries. Anthony Geary, he had two back surgeries, too. That's one of the reasons why he left the hospital.
Well, and another soap star who I've actually bonded with over major back surgery was the actress that played Kimberly on Days of Her Life. Me and Carly and Maggie had her on the show a while back, and we ended up talking about back issues most of the show, and we really need to get her back on because she's an absolute
sweetheart. Yes, we do. Okay, we are going to end now, but David texted me tonight. Corey, I just texted you. I just Facebooked you the doctor's phone number, and I will talk to everyone on tomorrow. And David texted me later, and Corey, if you need me, you know, we'll find me. And Megan, you know, I will be talking to you very soon.
Good night, everyone. And
Carly, good night, everybody.
Night. Be back tomorrow night. Bye.
When you want me to call,
good night.
When you want me to call.